for Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, we talked last week to Kate Locanti-Alcacer about Seamarks over at Irish Classical, a full movie that they're streaming. But while the pandemic endures, streaming seems to be the mode of the moment. And WNED has a big project coming up.
Absolutely. The Chautauqua Theater Company, Mary Claire Corporandi and Andrew Borba, names familiar to those who go down to Chautauqua. Well, they've teamed up with Detroit Public Theater and Detroit Public Television, and they're going to stream 2 one-person plays this coming Monday night, 26th. The first one starts at 8, Nalaja's Son. She wrote, and she's the only actress in No Child. It's all about being a woman of color teaching in New York City, and it ain't easy. And the second play that starts at 9:30 that same night, Monday, is Eric Gutman's From Broadway to Obscurity. No Child was filmed right here at WNED-TV, and both those plays will air locally on WNED-TV this Monday night, October 26th, starting at 8. So Chautauqua's doing what everybody else is doing.
Great fun. And the other topic, you know, pandemic, big topic, the other is politics. And Mary-Kate O'Connell of O'Connell & Company has found a way to meld the two. She will be streaming a play called Tea for Three, which features three first ladies, also in monologues, because you have to worry about the artists being together. And the really interesting part of this, she's doing it from the Theodore Roosevelt inaugural site, which I didn't know was open. And Peter, Mary-Kate's with us this morning. Hello, Mary-Kate.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Great. Thank you. And it's good to have you.
So, Mary-Kate, this sort of wild idea, you were looking for something political?
Tony, we knew at O'Connell Company that we needed to let our name be heard again. And everybody was making efforts to make some really marvelous things online. And we wanted to do something that was different and perhaps had a little more O'Connell & Company mission in it. And so we found Tea for Three. Actually, Joey Buhecker found this wonderful play. And it's about three first ladies having tea with the incoming first lady.
So what three first ladies are we going to be seeing?
Well, first we meet Lady Bird Johnson, who is preparing for tea with Pat Nixon.
Well, who did you find to play Lady Bird Johnson?
I don't know, Tony, but someone had to play her. I'm playing Lady Bird Johnson. It's a beautifully written show. I just want to mention the author, if I could, Elaine Bromka, who has been in touch with us, which is very classy of her. And it's directed by Joey Buhecker. So I'm playing Lady Bird Johnson, and the next monologue is by Pat Nixon. Mary Mobius is playing Pat Nixon.
Now, those two first ladies left the White House at kind of sad moments. Lyndon did not run for re-election, and Vietnam was raging.
Right.
And Pat Nixon left rather before she expected. And the third first lady is?
Betty Ford, played by Pamela Rose Mangus.
And he, too, was not reelected or ever elected.
Or ever elected, right. I think they just had a fabulous party there the whole time.
You mean Betty and Gerald Ford?
Right. Her optimism and her zest for life really breathed some excitement, I think, into the White House during those years. And it's totally represented in her monologue. They've all gone through really difficult and stressful times outside of the politics. Their personal lives, all three of them, were impacted.
Mary-Kate, the subject matter would seem to appeal to people who maybe lived through those times. So I'm hoping the technology to access these is easy. Walk us through that. When are they being streamed and how do you get the virtual ticket?
People will be able to get their tickets online at O'ConnellandCompany.com. Tickets are $25 per household. And people will be sent a private link to the event. It'll be emailed to them 45 minutes to 1 hour prior to the scheduled performance time. And they will have some latitude as to watching it again or the amount of time that they can tune in. Each of the monologues are about 30 minutes long, and they're really beautiful. It's lovely to see how these three women, the respect that they had for the White House, the love that they had for the country, and the mindfulness that they had of their responsibility, while still, I think, representing women in a very strong and positive way. Elaine Bromka, the author, had said, "This highly polarizing political climate is perfect for the show since it manages to reach across the aisles, something we all need right now, especially on election night. We can make hay with that." Performances are at 7:30 p.m. on October 29th, 30th, and 31st, and November 6th, 7th, and 8th. So you see, we have performances the weekend before and the weekend after election.
Mary-Kate, thank you so much for joining us this morning and telling us about Tea for Three, which is available beginning next week. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
No Child was filmed right here at WNED-TV, and both those plays will air locally on WNED-TV this Monday night, October 26th, starting at 8:00.